as we've heard on this program, IEDs, unlike regular bombs, explode out rather than up and are packed with shrapnel. And because of that, many of the more than 170 people injured in the Boston Marathon bombing suffered grievous wounds to their legs. And because of the incredible rescue and treatment these people got, they survived. But Boston hospitals report that so far they've had to perform at least 14 amputations and some double amputations. Well, waiting on the other side of their recovery, a community of amputees standing to help them. Tom Davis was staff sergeant in the U.S. Army serving in Iraq in 2006 when a roadside bomb blew up his truck. He lost his left leg above the knee, broke both arms, fractured his right knee and vertebrae in his back, cracked bones in his head, and suffered traumatic brain injury and PTSD. So, of course, on Monday, he went out and won the Boston Marathon, men's hand cycle division, a time of 1 hour, 17 minutes, 59 seconds, 5 minutes faster than his closest competitor. He's in his car and a cell phone on the way to his next race in South Carolina. Tom, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for taking the time to stop and talk to us. And can you just take us back to that day? We understand you were already back in your hotel room taking a little nap when those bombs went off. I can't imagine for many of the troops, this must have been hard to see this unfolding again.
Yes, I talked to a lot of my friends on Facebook, and what really got to me is we were standing really close to that same spot that it happened just a couple hours earlier. So we could have been there, and we had friends and family that were coming to watch all the runners and hand cyclists, and they were in the grandstands watching the finish. So,
did it take you back to a roadside in Iraq, or no, have you moved on from that?
Yeah, a little bit. There's always things that kind of trigger back memories and everything that happened.
Well, given that you were so injured, by the way, how do you become a marathoner after those incredible injuries?
It was definitely very hard. I really struggled with it for probably close to 2 years. I moved on. I got out of the hospital. I actually went back on active duty as an instructor, teaching basic training kids about roadside bombs and IEDs. What helped me and what got me through everything was putting my faith in God and letting Him take care of the internal injuries and all the hurt and everything that I went through.
Yeah. Well, that and then apparently some weightlifting, because we understand you had been a runner.
Yes. I ran all the way competitively through college. And then when I got in the Army, that's when I got into weightlifting to kill time, especially during deployments. And the two of them just kind of came together and are just like a perfect mix for hand cycling.
Yeah. What can you offer now to people, you know, still lying in beds here in Boston? What can you offer them?
I can just say, you know, people will tell you, you know, everything will be okay. But unless it comes from somebody that it's actually happened to, it's very hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
So from somebody that it's actually happened to, just put your faith in God and He will take care of the rest, and He will take care of the hurt and all the pain and all the injuries. And there's still hope to live a very eventful and fruitful and purposeful life.
We hear that people who might be heading for rehabilitation are going to have to deal with even the littlest things, balancing on one leg while you brush your teeth. Can you think of those things, little and big, that might be ahead?
It's really everything. You know, it's the little things that you take for granted. Just you know, like you said, brushing your teeth, going to the store. How are you going to get in and out of your car? How are you going to get out of bed in the morning? And I always tell everybody, you can still do everything. You just have to do it differently, and you just have to learn how to do it.
Well, Tom, you're an ambassador for the Healthy Minds, Healthy Bodies program at Turnstone. This is a Fort Wayne, Indiana therapeutic center for people with disabilities. And Marilyn Wedler is there right now. She's on the line with us. Marilyn, you've worked with so many amputees through their rehab. What's the beginning?
Number one, taking really good care of the stump, the residual limb, making sure that the skin is well taken care of, making sure that the swelling in the limb is well handled, and then also preventing any tightness or contractures that will happen as they're healing from this process. The ultimate is that they're going to be up and out of bed and on that limb on a prosthesis just as soon as possible.
Well, and Marilyn, I'm wondering, we have Tom who, you know, turned his disability into you know, he's a top athlete. I'm thinking also of Amy Mullins, also an athlete, an actress, a model. She lost both legs below the knee because of something she was born with. And she's done a TED Talk. She's amazing. We'll link people to it at hearandnow.org. These people are amazing. But do you also have to tell people how their lives might be diminished? Or do you push people to go for it all?
It's definitely an educational process, and there is a grieving process that a person goes through with the loss of a limb. You know, they have lost a part of their body, and there is a natural grieving that they go through. But hopefully they can be brought through that process. But definitely we encourage our clients to be as independent as possible and go out and live life.
Yeah. Well, Tom Davis, as we said, you won your division in the Boston Marathon. You're now on your way to South Carolina for another race. This is marathon season. You know, putting aside, and it's hard to, but putting aside the devastation after the Boston Marathon, you know, one of the frustrating things is that we haven't had a chance to really congratulate the winners. And you're one. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Are you still able to hold on to what that meant to win, what that felt like when you crossed the finish line as opposed to the pictures that came later?
Yes. It'll probably sink in after this race, just so busy. But I always grew up watching the Boston Marathon. Like, you know, like I was a runner. So Boston, New York City, those are always the races I got to see on TV and know all the history of it. And being able to win that race and come down that last stretch with everybody cheering was definitely a wonderful moment. And then after everything happened, it all seems so insignificant, and it's definitely a personal victory, but it seems so small in the scale of everything that happened.
Oh, well, we still think it's a big deal and hope you hold on to it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Tom Davis, Iraq War vet, amputee, who won the hand cycling division of the Boston Marathon on Monday. We also spoke with Marilyn Wedler, therapy manager at Turnstone Therapeutic Center for People with Disabilities in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And Tom, do you have this feeling that you're sort of getting ready to embrace new members of this community, you know, after these bombings?
Yes, of course. That's one thing that I learned when I was at Walter Reed I spent about 15 months there, is that it's almost like a family. You know, everybody supports people. When you see people out that are amputees, you know, it's kind of like you have a bond that nobody else does.
Yeah. Tom, Marilyn, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, up next, the man who saved one of those amputees, the guy in the cowboy hat, here and now.